Paul Evans was the co-writer of Roses Are Red, and that's the song, Bobby, that changed your life.
It did. The year was 1962. I had a big band in those years. In those years, I would go on tour backing up all the top recording artists of the year. Dick Clark would have a tour. He'd send me out. I backed up everyone from Fabian and Frankie Avalon and Connie Francis, all the great early stars of the 60s. They needed a band, and I accompanied them. So I made a band album, and then I made another band album, and then Epic Records was dropping me. They says, look, bands aren't making it anymore. The big bands are over with. We're dropping you from our roster. And I says, well, according to my contract here, you owe me two more sides. You have to record me two more times. And they says, you know, you're right. And they says, give us a minute to figure out what we want to do with you. And they left the room, and I'm sitting in the office at Epic Records, and they were taking their time and getting back to me. I guess they were trying to avoid me, and I felt like I was being rejected. And as I thought of rejected, I look at a pile of records on the desk of one of the A&R people, and it said, Reject Pal. And they're still not coming back. Being the nebby that I am, I start playing the records that they were throwing away. And all of a sudden, I heard, Roses are red, my love, violets are blue. And I stopped. I said, gee, that sounds like one of those songs I'd hear one of these top singers that I back up on these rock shows singing, and he'd probably have a hit record of it. So they came back in, and they says, look, you're right. We checked with our lawyers. We have to record you two more songs, two more sides. But, you know, let's face it, the big bands are over with, the jazz musicians are over with, and curly-haired boy singers is what's happening out there. I says, well, I'll tell you what, you have a song here that you're throwing away. It's called Roses Are Red. I says, it sounds to me like I could sell enough records of that song to make more band albums. So I recorded it, and to my surprise, and the whole record, I think, was the first million-seller Epic Records ever had, and it went to number one. It's just a phenomenon. I recorded it in German. It was a big hit in Japan, all over the world, not only here, but just about every country in the world. Roses Are Red was the number one record.
What do you think, Paul?
Wow. Well, first of all, that's a news story to me. I love it. I know, you know, the truth is he's absolutely right. He was really responsible for the song being a hit. The story I heard, though, was I'll have to check with him, but is that this song was being held for Guy Mitchell? For Guy Mitchell.
Okay.
And what happened was the producer there played it for Guy's manager, and Guy's manager said, well, I want the publishing on this if we're going to do it, and the publisher would not give it. So the producer took it back, said, well, then you're not going to do it, to my advantage, because it was eventually cut, as you said, by Bobby. I didn't know that he took it out of Rejected, but I was like, when? I live a charmed life. That is really an amazing story.
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love. Good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book to roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.